Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and thank God it's Friday. Today's January 27th, and the world is going to hell in a handbasket, folks.
What a morning. I love that you're the first person to ever say it where I understood it.
Really?
Thank God it's Friday. Usually, like, the TGI, you know, made it sound real.
That's true, right?
Thank God it's Friday.
So I know maybe we'll get some break, but from politics over the weekend. But
no,
probably
there's
not.
Twitter is 24 hours
news,
a day,
right?
7 days a week. Please,
there's just too much news, and we're watching the world transform before our eyes.
Yeah,
and I do think you're taking it hard, Tori, because you're gonna get a heart attack.
I think a lot of people are. Did you see the people marching? They marched in Antarctica.
Really?
And then, so today the big news, which I love, is Steve Bannon. You guys have to see this. Jake Tapper does a really good thing. It's already gone viral. Steve Bannon, who is an advisor, said about the media, quote, "The media should be embarrassed and humiliated and," quote, I'm quoting here, "keep its mouth shut and just listen for a while."
Oh, wow.
So,
that's what he wants the media
right.
to do.
Okay. So that's very, like, completely un-American as to the whole reason we started this country. Right. So Jake Tapper, who is a really, I think, interesting reporter and I really like, he reads the quote today and then he just laughs for a second and goes, "No." And then moves on and it's, like, gone viral. So anyway, it's a really fun clip if you can get it. Just put Jake Tapper Bannon. It's all over.
What I don't understand is the hostility of these people.
Yeah.
Why
the
are
anger,
they hostile?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I
they're
guess
not
they're,
getting laid.
The defensive,
they're not getting laid,
you know?
Sam.
Yeah, they need some lap dances.
They need,
too.
You know what they need is weed.
Yeah, right?
If they could, oh, God. You know, Donald Trump has always never done alcohol or drugs. He's always been very against it because his brother died of alcoholism and warned him about it. But if you could give that guy a joint.
Yeah, give him a joint.
Chill out,
out,
dude.
A little bit, man. So we'll see. I mean, we just have to stand and watch by.
Right.
And I guess people continue to protest, which is pretty much unprecedented.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like
that. So now the next one that's coming up is on Pride weekend. There's going to be an LGBT march on Washington.
Mm.
And then the scientist march is for coming up. So there's just different themes of people,
right,
which we've never seen before. Such specific niches all coming
right,
together,
right?
You know?
Yeah. He's made an enemy with just about every niche.
He sure
there.
Has.
Yeah.
So anyway, watch the Jake Tapper clip. It's very funny, and it's going to be something we remember as a moment in this era of him,
like,
laughing and just saying the word no. It's very good.
Wow.
It's very funny. So good job, Jake Tapper.
Yeah, I guess the media is going to have to totally reinvent itself, too, in order to deal with this.
And you can see already, like, when you watch Sean Spicer at those press conferences, the press has already become a different role because the camera used to only really be on the press secretary, and now it's facing the reporters. So the guy on ABC was like, "Are you going to lie to us from the stadium?" And I was like, "Am I watching A Few Good Men?"
Wow,
like, this is great television.
Wow, wow.
Yeah. So interesting.
I know. Well, you know, it's a collective thing. We all have to sit here and actually think how we've come to this.
Yeah. And
but,
yes.
But, you know,
and when you were talking yesterday about the doomsday clock, which I didn't realize, which is such a big deal, this metaphorical.
Right.
I didn't realize we were almost at midnight.
Right.
I thought we were like 6:35 or something, and you're saying it moved 30 seconds.
Right.
But we're at,
like, 2.5 minutes to midnight, which they're saying is pretty close to self-annihilation.
Wow.
But they're saying the last time it was this close was when the Russians were testing
1953.
A hydrogen bomb.
The hydrogen bomb,
right.
1953.
Wow.
They said they moved it specifically because of President Trump and what he's saying and how they felt the world was turning.
Right.
And 30 seconds is like a lot of time to move
it.
Wow.
Right.
I thought we had many
okay,
more hours.
The sky is falling.
Okay, okay, we're going.
Right.
Man, I didn't realize we were there.
I know. So that's why we take time for leisure.
Correct.
And last night I actually watched another episode of Westworld.
Okay.
And you know what, Tori?
Uh-oh.
I've changed my mind.
Oh,
I mean, there was an orgy scene. And I'm like, I'm here.
So all I said to my husband was, he just has to get to the orgy scene.
Yeah, I didn't believe that they had this.
Yeah, yeah. That was a lot of people that was up in arms about that orgy
scene.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was great. I mean, come on.
It was X-rated. I mean, you could see penises.
You really could. You know, hey, the women need something.
Right.
But, all those.
My God, I mean, like, people giving each other blowjobs and screwing right in front of everything.
It's HBO, baby.
Yeah, right?
It's not TV, it's HBO.
Exactly. They do everything there.
It's not I mean, it is a pretty prolonged scene, too. It's not quick.
It is, right?
Yeah,
right.
It goes on for
going back and forth with it.
They sure do, but I think it's a metaphor.
It's pretty sexy, though. Yeah. Everybody there is perfect and... You know, it's just...
Imagine the casting call on that one.
I know. That's what I was thinking, too, you know? I mean, this woman's sitting there masturbating on a couch.
Imagine
the only
who
thing
you
that's
had to
hiding is her hand.
I wonder what you had to go in and do.
You know?
For the casting call.
That's true, right?
Right?
They probably had to go to some porno casting directors. I can't imagine who else would do this.
What that is.
I guess, yeah.
But it's SAG. It's got to be these top people, and they're like, all right, on three, just start touching yourself.
Right,
very strange.
It is definitely soft porn, but I'm sure there's people that'll do that.
Hey, sex sells, baby.
To promote
you're back
career.
On board.
Yeah, there you go. You see?
Proved your point.
Proved my point. And it's getting pretty interesting and stuff, I gotta say. You know, Anthony Hopkins met the black man. Is that what he's called? The man that's
the man in black? Black?
Man in black.
The man in black.
Is that what they call him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ed Harris, you mean?
Yeah, Ed
Harris,
yeah. So they met.
Oh, it gets real interesting between those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go into an orgy. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
I'm going to turn it off.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to see that.
No, I promise. They do not.
But
it's very interesting, though.
But, I mean, I got to say, Westworld is something that will keep your attention for a while. You know, you just got to, like you said, you got to stick there for a while and see what's going on. You
and,
know?
Like, I think what's important is the difference between binging and not binging, right? So, like,
right.
I binged Westworld. And, well, I couldn't binge Westworld because it came out.
Right.
And so you have to kind
you're
of.
You're watching it in real time.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was like, we got together to watch. Like, it was a cool, you had to wait. So
right.
In that respect, it reminded me kind of an old school TV.
Yeah,
great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good. So, I mean, has it ended or is it just the
first season?
First
season's ended, yeah.
First season.
I love the final episode was the best one.
Really?
Oh, yeah, by far.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's more orgies.
Well, I gotta make more time for this.
But it's like, you know what it feels like? It feels like reading a dystopian novel, doesn't it? It's sort
it
of
does.
Like thick, like a novel.
It is.
I like it. It's
is,
slow,
yeah.
slow,
it's cool.
Slow burn.
Yeah, it is slow burn, but it's nice to see the Western part of it and then the corporate side
and the technological
it, you know?
Side. Yeah.
Yeah. They mix in together and stuff.
It's very, I still can't hear anything Anthony Hopkins
right?
is saying.
Yeah.
Can you?
It's very
nothing.
Hard. Every time he talks, I think of you saying that.
Put the subtitles on. I'm not kidding. And they were like, what? He's like, oh, but still very good actor somehow.
Yeah. So, but the interesting thing is the main character, she seems to have emotions, right?
She's wonderful, isn't she?
Right?
Evan Rachel
yeah.
Wood, who was up for Golden Globe. Westworld did not really do very well at all in the award season so far. But man, did she, I think she killed it in that role.
She really killed it.
She goes
it
from robot to feelings like that.
To feelings, you know?
So
and
quickly.
It's like, I can't believe it. I'm going,
excellent
what?
Actress.
Yeah, I mean, she's like, she needs this guy. She kisses him. I'm like, wait a minute, this is a robot, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's.
That's
it,
what it's meant
it
to do, question the difference. Between AI and humans. That's
right.
The whole idea of it, you know? When do we become enmeshed? You know what I mean?
Right. The only thing is I don't think it's ever going to happen because we can't create souls. You know? That's what I think. I think the difference between a dead person and a live person is the presence of a soul there.
So
we can't
this
really
is so
explain
interesting
it,
that I agree completely. Like there's a third or fourth dimension to it that we, it's it's
right.
inexplicable.
We can't quantify it, but obviously
right.
there's a difference between a sleeping person and a dead person.
But my question is, if we can create memories and we can create and get into dreams, can you then artificially somehow at the end of all of that synthetically create a soul?
Yeah,
you know what I'm
question,
saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If we can create bits and pieces of all what a soul is made up of, can you create, you know? I just watched Vanilla Sky, which is kind of an old school Cameron Crowe movie with Tom Cruise and
Isn't
Penelope Cruz.
Isn't that an
Cruise.
Amazing movie?
And I liked it. It's it really holds good. Up.
Yes.
And you know what? It gives you some really good answers. And it's about this. It's about you can go into cryogenically freeze yourself and go into a lucid dream for forever and never die
right.
and organize your life the way you want. But he has a nightmare in the middle of it. So he has to wake
exactly.
up. So it's an interesting theory.
And it is an interesting movie, too, because you don't know what's going on in the beginning.
Yeah. And Tom Cruise... The makeup is to make him look like he's had this horrific accident. And it's not bad, I think. I mean, it didn't look... He's not the best actor, but he's fine. He's eye candy.
Yeah, he manages to be in all the successful movies.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know, and then Cameron Crowe with Jerry Maguire, he was in it too. I mean, he and Cameron Crowe go way back. But I think it's a really interesting movie, and it's very relevant.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll have to check it out. Yeah. Well, I checked it out. In fact, I watched it a couple times because I thought it was so great,
oh,
you know?
My.
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember, Tom Cruise then started hitting up with Penelope Cruz. They were a couple.
Oh, after that
after
one.
After that one. Okay. Man, does she have some big lips.
Yes, she does, right?
Hot as balls.
And Cameron Diaz did pretty good in the movie,
she was
too.
Scary as hell. She's the
right?
stalker.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Diaz, you scared me in that one. Very good job.
I know. It's definitely Know Something About Mary, let me tell you.
What a great movie that was.
Yeah, I know.
Talking about Diaz. You know when she did the thing with her hair? When she took the comb and she put it in her hair?
Right.
Were you in the movie theater? Did you not just like put your jaw on the floor? Were
you
like, oh my, they
you
just
don't
really,
believe they did
I
this,
could,
right?
That's what I felt. I was like, and then, oh, it was so good. Apparently she really didn't want to do it.
Yeah,
and
right?
they were like, no, this will be why this movie is so famous.
Exactly. Wow. So they knew in advance this would be like a big big deal. Yeah.
And her hair
takes a lot of balls to do that in a movie.
That chick was, she still is. She's cute and strong. That is funny. Her hair was like up to 3 feet in the air, man. That's still funny.
I know.
Such a dumb gag, man. I love it. God.
I know. Are there any good comedies coming up that you've seen? That you've seen promoted or teased?
No.
I mean, there's no good comedies.
I
know.
You got to go. I know. Well, have you watched Broad City? I was always thinking you should watch that.
No. Is that a series?
It's two girls that are stoners in New York, and it's really funny.
Oh, wow.
And I think there's three or four seasons, and I just couldn't get enough of it. And it's very clever.
Yeah.
And I think you'd like it.
Okay.
I know that's really random of me to suggest, and listeners are like, what? But I think this might be a weird match.
Yeah.
So that's it.
I know. Where am I going to find the time to watch all that TV?
Yeah, that's true.
I have no idea.
Too much time. Yeah. I do it late at night, too, which is sad.
Yeah, but no. I mean, you like that. You know, I fill my time with other stuff. But
like more important things.
Not really, but...
I get it.
Yeah.
Or go find
like
a hobby.
Orgy scene.
Yeah, that's
true. And
then
rewind it and watch it a million times.
Pause. Was there a pause in there at all?
Yeah,
pause,
no pause, but I should have paused. I wanted to see the stills.
Oh, you sick, sick man.
I know.
I love
I'm telling
it.
You, man.
Love it.
I'm telling you. What is it with sex, you know? Maybe if it was so much in the open, we wouldn't be so crazy about
That's
it.
That's what. So my husband and I were talking about freeing the nipple. And he's like, if you free the nipple, which is a movement, if you don't know on Instagram, you're not allowed to show the woman's nipple, but you can freely show a man's nipple.
That's true.
So there's free the nipple is sort of a thing where people, they take you off. Anyway, if you free the nipple, is it not as exciting anymore?
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Exactly. I don't know. Yeah, because there's a difference. You know, I mean, you can go and watch a porn or something and it's not a big deal. But when you see it in a mainstream series, you know.
Men just literally, oh, there's titties in there? Oh, my.
Yeah,
oh, my.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And asses and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well,
there you
maybe
go.
The world's not ending.
It's not ending, folks. You just got to know where to look for the fantasy.
That's right. Westworld it is. But that's funny because it's about a fake world, right? So it's about escaping. And we, what are we doing watching it? Is escaping into a fake world.
That's true.
It's very meta.
I know.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of stuff happening. None of it is really great, you know, I mean, that I want to talk about. But but interestingly, Israel takes steps to decriminalize marijuana use. And that's...
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
is
that's
that today?
Amazing,
I didn't
right?
know that.
Yeah, it's very new. The thing is, what's not new is that people know there's been a lot of research done on medical marijuana there.
Right.
And it's funny because I remember that... they used to be like so strict about it that I mean I would have dreams of nightmares. Oh, okay, wow. Of traveling there with marijuana and right. getting caught, right?
See, I thought it would have been very, because in Europe it's not that big of a deal. Like when I went right. to Switzerland, we went to a go-kart place and they were like, would you also like some weed?
Really?
So I thought, in my head, I thought, I guess Israel was more open, but it's not, huh?
Not as far as that goes, but the interesting thing is that marijuana is accepted by Judaism. And I guess the rabbis
I love
are saying,
my religion.
Right?
Go Jews!
I know, because look at the reasoning. Judaism permits ingestion of anything natural that helps people stay healthy.
Yeah, natural, organic.
So religious conservatives have accepted medical cannabis. Well, I like that. Let's smoke to that.
Smoke them if you got them.
Exactly. But what I don't get is this. Look, I mean, they decriminalize it, which means it's not legal. Mm-hmm. It's just not criminal.
You got to remember
so
something.
So you still get tickets, and they're saying the first time you get a ticket, the second time you get a double fine, and the third time the punishment would be at the discretion of the police.
Ooh, that's not good.
And on the fourth offense, the suspect would face criminal prosecution. So what are you telling us?
Okay, but you got to remember. You got to remember the early 90s show, Step by Step. We got to go baby steps here.
That's true, right?
Baby steps. They can't just say everyone smoke them.
Right.
You got to go easy. And what this says to probably the Israeli police force is, we don't really need this to be a priority.
Exactly. We're not pursuing this
yes,
or anything.
Yes, exactly. Well, moving on from weed to ice cream.
Yes.
Which it goes hand in hand if you've ever smoked. Ben and Jerry's has released 3 new ice cream flavors. So I'm going to show you the 3 ice cream flavors. The first,
I'm afraid to hear. Go
okay,
ahead.
The first one, the much anticipated Urban Bourbon. It is
bourbon.
Burnt caramel ice cream, almond fudge flakes, and bourbon caramel swirls.
Wow,
kind of boozy.
It sounds pretty cool.
Okay, the next one is Oat of the Swirled. Ooh, it's a hard one to say. It's full of fudge flakes, oatmeal, cinnamon cookie swirls, and mouth-watering buttery brown sugar ice cream.
Wow.
A lot of oatmeal there. Kind of a breakfast.
Cool, you know, that mix of all the flavors.
Yeah. And then this last but not least is Truffle Kerfuffle. These guys, but they're rhyming. It is a vanilla ice cream, roasted pecans, fudge flakes, and salted chocolate ganache swirl.
Mm.
So a lot of swirls.
I'll take all of it.
I'll take all of it. So interesting. Yeah.
I know. Do you like the texture of ice cream?
Do
you
like ice cream at all? Of course I do. I'm very lactose intolerant, but
really?
I will just, I'll do it.
Yeah. Really? So you'll still do it, huh?
It's very once in a while, but if I can get mint chocolate cookie, I will have then I'm in heaven.
Really?
God dang it.
Wow, I can't stand mint and cookies.
Oh, God. How are you alive?
And bubble gum or chewing gum, I can stand it. Or like toothpaste.
God, I love it so much. Here's what I don't like. I don't like fruit in my chocolate.
Fruit in your
so
chocolate.
So I don't like
right.
a berry chocolate ganache. I just want I just want the effing chocolate.
That's true, right?
Yeah. Berries are a separate game for me.
Right. You know, for me, chocolate is I like it in certain forms,
sure,
but not
too.
In all forms.
Right.
Like chocolate ice cream doesn't appeal to
right,
me.
Right, me neither.
But if you have like the chocolate, like a vanilla ice cream with chocolate on it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
you know like what it is for you and me? The
like
texture.
The dip? Yeah.
It's the texture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the flavor also. I mean, the chocolate ice cream is not the same as eating like a Lindt chocolate or something.
No.
You know those balls?
Oh, God, I can't
balls?
Even take that in.
Really?
Because I don't like rich chocolate.
Wow.
Some people are like chocolatiers. Yeah. I can't. That's even too rich. Like Toblerone,
really?
Give me a half of a triangle.
Really?
I can't handle it.
Wow.
Very rich.
Yeah.
But I like, what I like is Duncan Hines chocolate cake, like a second grade birthday party.
Uh-huh.
Like the old school yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
Yes, yes,
that's
yes.
what my wedding cake was.
Really?
Duncan Hines cake. I wanted it just like a birthday cake when you're 7.
Yeah, right? And then cake goes with ice cream so well,
so
right?
The hot,
yeah.
the cold and the, oof.
I know. And the, I know, I love that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is, people have to understand, everybody can eat it, but just in moderation, you know?
Well, tell
people
that to...
People starve themselves, and then they go on the diet. They're dying to eat this stuff, and they don't eat it, and then they go crazy.
There's something called, like, the 3-bite rule for dessert, where if you take 3 luxurious, naughty bites and you enjoy it, it should be enough.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Right. I've tried that. I will probably eat the whole thing, but I will enjoy the first 3 bites.
There you go, you know? I'll have 3 pieces of chocolate.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. That's about how many it takes to satiate appreciated my
it's a great way to diet. Just three bites. That's right. Three bites of dessert, and you really tasted it and not ignored it and let your body have it, but you don't overdo it.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't get carried away. And that's what I do with all like things that are fattening. I'll just have one or two, you know.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. You know, and I don't gain weight, so I'm happy about that. One less thing to worry about. Yeah, jeez. So
you're lucky.
I guess it's all relative, you know.
True.
Some people are lucky in different things and stuff. But marijuana in Israel, and it's funny because I've seen some of the names. You know how they give strains different names?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So the names in Israel are like King David, and you know.
I love when the names of weed are so funny.
Yeah. Right.
There's one that's like Jurassic Park. You know, there's like crazy weird pop culture names with it. It's great.
Yeah, I know. They have kosher and...
Yeah. And it has nothing to do with... My favorite was Girl Scout Cookies, which is a really good strain, but it's like so bizarrely named.
Yeah, I know. I know. A lot of people like Girl Scout Cookies.
Yeah.
It's
but I think
okay.
Probably because you're probably eating them afterwards.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It totally doesn't make sense to buy marijuana based on the name. The name means nothing.
True, but why do you, right? But if you know nothing about wine, it's the same thing. It's like, what name and bottle label do I like best?
Right. So you just think of like which is recommended, which other people are recommending, right?
Well, if I'm at a place like with wine and I don't know enough, right. I'm looking at a bottle. I'm looking at with the prettiest label,
right? But
just
if,
like the name.
But
like
if
the,
you go to a dispensary, how are you going to know which one to pick?
You're looking at names and saying, "Oh, that's funny. I'm going to pick that
exactly.
one."
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're picking up. Picking it out by the name.
Useless.
Totally useless.
But smart
and people
advertising.
Will say, oh, I do it by the look and the smell. Forget about it, you know? You get it for the high of it, and the better the high, but you can't know. You can't know in advance. So it's all bullshit with all the names. At least it lets you organize it in your mind,
yeah,
you know?
And it lets you market. It's a good,
right.
You can, people come up with really funny, it's a way to brand.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny.
You know? People brand their own strains because they grow it themselves.
Yeah, but it's a good way of doing it.
Yeah, you know, but it tells you nothing
it
about
does,
the
it
medicine.
It does. It tells you nothing.
Exactly. And those people are like, oh, here's your medicine. And it's like, you don't look like a pharmacist to me, man.
No. Yeah, I told you last time when we, there's a, like a wheel that you can spin at one of the dispensaries.
Yes,
I'm like, this
like,
is not a pharmacy.
Like a bonus.
And they're like, wing, 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 you've won. And I'm like, is this a pharmacy?
I know. When they first opened up, I mean, we used to smoke in there too.
Wow.
It was
I'm
like
sure
the Wild West,
yeah.
You know. Now they don't let you smoke.
No,
it's
their security and shit. Yeah,
they won't even let you smoke anywhere.
But it's interesting. Yeah. If you've ever driven past a dispensary and just parked to see the different people walk in.
Right.
It is so fascinating.
It is, right?
The guy in the suit who's an agent, a multimillion-dollar making guy, to like this like older woman who's got some aches and pains, to like the cool hipster.
And it depends where you go, though. You know?
Because
I mean, some places I notice it's all like loser dudes.
Loser dudes. That should be the name of my pharmacy, my weed dispensary. Loser dudes.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta the clientele. You gotta seek it out. True.
I know. It's funny. It reminds me, I thought of a name for a band.
Oh, yeah.
And I totally forgot it, but I have to think
what
about it.
What a good story.
I know, right?
I love that story.
I know.
No, but good
story,
band names are worth it. What's your favorite band name?
I don't know, you know? I mean, I can't.
You know what I love?
A favorite band name.
Yeah, favorite band name.
You tell me. You probably
I like The Velvet Underground.
Velvet
I think that's a cool name.
Yeah, it is. But Velvet, yeah, it's kind of cheesy, though.
Yeah.
Right?
It's now you're making it sound bad, and I don't like it. No, I like it. I think it's real it's
like the way
moody.
It sounds?
Yeah. No, I just think it's a cool name, Velvet Underground.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Isn't there a band called Bread?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not great.
Not a great name,
no,
right?
I don't. Yeah.
They were pretty big in
the
70s.
Why
but
you name it Bread?
I know. Well, why not? You
it's
know?
Like naming
They've named bands anything else.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess so.
They've named them just about anything you can think of.
God.
And it's
Bread.
Funny. Yeah.
I mean, good for them.
I know. I know. But how do some people come up with the names? That's amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what's that band? Like, Three Doors Down or
something? Yeah,
right?
I know.
What kind of name is
that? I know. Where are you coming from?
Yeah, right? But I miss some bands.
Like, Pearl Jam's great. I love that
Pearl
random
Jam
band.
Is good.
Yeah.
Van Halen.
Yeah, Nirvana's good.
Yeah.
Good one.
It shows your generation. It's so neat, you know?
I know. It shows your generation of, like, who you pick.
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly.
It's very true.
Yeah. Everybody, I mean, that's the thing. Music is the soundtrack of your teenage years, I think, right?
Totally. I think totally. Still. Yeah. But mostly, I remember being in Italy. I studied abroad for my junior year in Italy, and I would take the trains to everywhere in Europe, and you put those damn headphones on, and you're in a movie on a train in Europe alone, maybe smoking a cigarette, drinking red wine, and it's very cool. You just, that's the time in your life when it's really your soundtrack.
Right, you know?
And they bring you instantly back, you know what I mean?
And you identify with the bands, you identify with the music. I mean, look at the little kids, you know? Yeah. From an early age, they already have their favorites and singers and actors and things like that, you know. And so we're talking about little girls and boys. And the thing is, I guess girls feel less smart. They feel less smart than boys by age 6, research says. So the girls themselves feel that they're less smart. They're saying at the age of 5, there's no difference between the
boys. Wait, do they feel less smart than boys?
Yes.
I see. Oh,
yes. Not that
I could see that. I mean, there's definitely a male preference. Probably teachers calling on boys more. It's just like little things that add up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably the activities they
absolutely
put them in and things like
and
that.
And the toys they get. Every little thing influences it. The things they see, the magazines, the TV. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think they're doing a good job of turning around girl coding, girl scientists, girl math. I mean, we're way behind in the world with women
STEM.
And math. Yeah. So Amazon is trying to help bring STEM back into it and get women educated and girls. But that's interesting to hear.
Yeah.
It starts that early.
Right. I know. And that's the thing is that I think it's important to keep the differences between males and females, but to also understand that females are not inferior to boys. It's just that we're different.
Yeah,
you know?
And in some ways
we have different interests,
right?
But
and some work better at some things. You're better. It's like very. There's one and the same. We're all one and the same,
right? You know, yeah. I mean, there's so many women that are smarter than I'll ever be. And
that's very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
So
and yeah,
it has
absolutely.
Nothing to do with your gender, but it's interesting to see that the girls already have that perception.
Yeah, that's why Lego, if you ever go back and see, I'm trying to get Lego's originally instructions in like the 70s when Legos came out. In the instructions it said you were probably used to building trucks with the boys and girls with the dolls. Please use these with both girls and boys. And we want them to. And this was in the 70s.
Really?
It's a real hippy dippy instructions, but it's a famous thing that they did.
Right.
And it really foreshadowed what we're trying to do now.
Right.
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Go Lego.
That's amazing.
Ahead of its time.
Yeah. I just got a Lego for my niece and I got her like the biggest one I could find, right? A whole friggin' theme park made of Lego.
My God, that's awesome.
You know? So I brought it to her and she started crying. She broke out in tears.
Why?
Hysterical, right?
Why?
She's like, this is what I wanted. This is what I always wanted.
Oh, she was happy tears.
She was happy tears. And I'm like, how could I be so correct in what she wanted?
Well,
you know?
Probably it's the biggest one. Kids like the biggest
one.
Yeah,
right?
That's awesome.
And stuff. But I'm like, if I get her something, I want to get her the best, you know?
There you go.
And because also, think about it, the parents usually, they have to get the kids a lot of things.
Yeah.
So they don't get them expensive things,
right?
You know?
You get them little schmaltzy.
But when you come every once in a while, you can bring them something big, you know?
There you go.
Yeah.
Good for you. Classic, classic.
Excuse me with the coughing, folk.
Good for you.
I totally forgot to bring. You see, I had the cough drops with me for 3 days. I didn't even need them. Today, I didn't bring them in. And I'm having like kind of like I won't describe what I have in my chest.
Oh.
It's not important, but
Ooh, now I'm interested. Now I'm like, well, what's in your chest?
Yeah, well, phlegm.
All right,
know?
Okay, okay.
You
no, you should
know?
Have not said it. You're absolutely
exactly.
right. I apologize.
There you go. I don't have to spell it out for
I didn't
you.
Get it. I thought it was some kind of like weird, like a frog sitting on a bench, like a weird metaphor, but it was not.
Yeah, right.
I'm very sorry. Very, very sorry.
Now this one you're gonna like, I'm sure, because Miss Universe Canada takes on body shamers
nice.
With a badass message.
Okay.
So,
let me guess. Does it have somebody with her ass? Because it's a badass.
No, not necessarily.
Oh,
but
I thought it was a pun.
No, not really. I mean, if you look at her, to me, she's very attractive. She's not thin, but she's by no means even close to being fat.
Is she like Heidi Klum curvy?
Like, yeah, kind of. You know, I mean, she seems to have bigger legs. Her thighs and stuff, but then Heidi Klum.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, she's very beautiful. She's not even, I don't see her as full figured at all.
Now they're saying like a size 8. I know. People now, but the problem is like a size 8 is now like plus size. So it's like our vision of what plus size is so skewed. Anything that can make someone who has thick thighs popular, beautiful, and famous, I'm happy with.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a break, people. And give me a break.
So for people to say, people are saying to her, what happened to you? Why did you gain weight?
Wow.
You're losing points, you know.
Wow.
And
you know who said that? Remember who said that?
Yeah.
Donald Trump, when he said you got to lose weight to his contestant at Miss USA.
Yeah.
And he had her on a treadmill running.
Remember that. That's terrible.
But see, that's how like skewed our vision is. Like that's how we were filtered in information. But thank God she's fighting back. Good for her.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you have to, you know, you can't like sit there and take this, especially when she doesn't deserve it because she's not fat.
No.
She's not.
And also,
fat, you know?
How many celebrities have shown the Photoshop before and after?
Right.
It's insane. And I know that there are people with thigh gaps, but it's not the majority of people out
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So show me someone that I know I can actually recognize, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's it. You know, I mean, you look at those models and you know what's interesting? When you see them off stage, like, not behind the
they don't look that
the
good,
cameras.
Do they?
They don't look great at all.
They look very unhealthy.
They have like blank faces, and I guess that's what's attractive to designers and so forth is that you can make them up to be whatever you want.
Yeah, well, to be honest, for the designer, it is like a dress form. They're the size of a dress form, so it looks good hanging.
Right.
On a 2-4 is exactly what they have been working on. So that makes sense. It's just it's not real.
Right, and exactly. The face also, you know,
well,
the face.
Well, very hungry. They must be so starved.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You know, massive.
You know how you are when you're hangry?
Yeah.
This is just like to another level.
It really is, you know. And the thing is that many of them are not pretty. They look too thin. And it's not pretty at all. So, you know, so she's got a fuller body. There's nothing wrong with it. And
like, wouldn't you want something to hold, you know?
Yeah. And you know who, usually the body shamers are those like fat guys that are like, you know, losers that would never say this in front of a woman. But
anyone who anonymously body shames, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. You know, I mean, what does it take? Doesn't take a lot to put a person down, you know?
No.
And make them feel like shit about themselves.
Yeah, there's nothing like the internet that can do that to somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, it bred a lot of good ground for intelligence and global community and reaching out to some. I can talk to someone in Japan today.
Yeah.
But it does do a lot for a group of trolls, internet trolls, which Trump was part of, to be honest. He loved to troll. That's what he liked to do is tweet about things really meanly. That's a troll. So it was like that's bred a whole different species, you know?
Yeah.
Whew.
Trump just said 2 minutes ago, I'm not as brash as you think.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, what do you want us to think?
Yeah.
Tell us what you want us to think and we'll think it, Trump. Just go and do your job.
Bravo. Wait, did he tweet it?
No, I think he said it.
Yeah, like he's so obsessed with what people think instead of, again, what you just said was like, you should be governing. Like, we're spending so much time on how many people were at his inauguration. I'm like, our roads and people are dying and very strange. Very strange what he pays his attention to.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe it's appropriate because we have such a new, different world.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
a whole new world even without Trump. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I mean, look at us. The difference from 6, 7, 8 years ago before we had the iPhones, for example.
Yeah.
You know, the world was totally different. Today we're different. We think differently.
It's true. And Trump is the election of Trump is a result of that difference.
Yeah.
What we're seeing, it's not like Trump is this big crazy thing. It's a result of it.
Right.
So.
I know.
Interesting.
I know, yeah.
Well, he's not as brash as we think, apparently.
Yeah, no. Apparently, if he says so.
I love what you just said. Well, tell us what to think, man. Just tell us and we'll do it. That is so wonderful.
I mean, if he says
good job,
so,
buddy.
Yeah.
Good. That was well said, sir. Very true. I could not have agreed with you more.
Yeah, let's just hope it stays a joke.
Yeah. We're all happy and the doomsday clock is like tick, tick, tick. Oh, God. Not good.
Yeah, but apparently Queen Elizabeth invited Trump to make a state visit.
Oh, okay.
So let's hope that works out
well.
Oh,
God. She is the ultimate microcosm of, you know, etiquette. And
yeah,
then we
right?
got this guy. Grab her by the pussy. I wonder how that's going to go over.
Whoa.
Wow.
I know. But you know what? Yeah.
You know, when he was giving out pens after he signed something in the very first, you know, when he sat down and he was signing the executive orders. But before that, when he's signing, like, acts and stuff as the new president, you're supposed to hand pens to certain people. And right. he was handing it to his grandchildren. And Nancy Pelosi was like, no, 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 no. And she like started handing it out. And I'm like, it takes a woman, man. And he was like, here, do you want one? And like, no, these are like very special pens. Like it's very, it's supposed to be like an organized thing, you know?
So, oh my God.
Very funny.
Yeah. And then we have Melania Trump on the cover of Vanity Fair in Mexico.
How's she looking?
Vanity Fair, Mexico. And the
interesting, in Mexico, the place that he is really
exactly. That's sticking the irony his middle finger of it all. So they're saying it isn't an awkward time. And she's got a picture of her with a fork and a spoon, okay, biting into a bowl that looks like a pasta bowl, but it's actually jewels.
Oh, I saw this. It's diamonds.
Diamonds.
Diamonds and jewels. Okay.
Diamonds and jewels.
Wow, this could not
be
more.
She's sticking the fork into it.
Wow.
And this is on the cover.
What an ill-timed thing to do.
Right?
What an ill-timed thing to do.
I wonder when they took this picture, because I imagine, you know what? After he started running, I can't imagine her taking that picture.
No.
It must have been taken before.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been a stock photo or something. I don't know. But this is not reading the room,
right.
folks.
Right.
This is when you are not reading the room correctly. Mexico does not want your wife in diamonds eating out of diamonds. This
right.
is not what we need right now.
No, no, exactly.
With America and Mexico.
Yeah.
We just don't need it. I mean, it's a shot. You know, it's a shot fired, what we don't
right.
need.
Right, and that's probably why Vanity Fair did do this, because... Yeah. They get all the attention, you know?
And Vanity Fair's been pretty good about voicing opinions that are against Trump. I mean, they've been a very actively liberal, progressive-leaning
right.
Publication. So
maybe that's why they
yeah.
did this,
yeah.
to show excess or something.
God,
I don't know.
Man, bad timing.
Bad timing.
Read the room, people.
Yeah. But that's the thing. What could she have done if she did this before he started running, and, you know, for an article or something or an interview? Because she sat down for it. It's not
yeah.
like it was...
Yeah, but you'd think she'd have a control on when it at least was released. Maybe not. Maybe it's not in the contract.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
my
God.
What's funny is that someone was saying about Trump is he's supposed to be this good, great negotiator, which he is. He's a great businessman, kind of. But as a
yeah.
negotiator, he couldn't even get Mexico to the table. They just
yeah,
like
right?
backed out of the negotiation. So that's a good point.
Yeah, no, I know.
Couldn't
but
even
maybe
sit down.
That's a negotiation.
I was going to say maybe that's
a tactic,
exactly,
you know?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I don't know, but...
But the Obamas have flown to Richard Branson's private island.
Really?
They could not be more far away.
I was just wondering what happened to them.
Yeah,
you know?
Everybody was. They went to a private island, really.
Uh-huh.
Richard Branson owns an island. That guy is a character. I want to hear a biography on him. But yeah, they had no paparazzi. It's just they want to be alone, alone, alone. And then
yeah,
he's going
right.
to come out fighting. But I think they needed some alone time. But I just wonder what they think. You
yeah,
know?
Right?
God.
He's probably thinking, oh my God, what am I leaving now?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, what can he do? Anyway, but Tim Kaine brought
yeah.
up a point about information warfare.
Mm.
And it's a new age of information warfare, and we're losing, he says.
Oh,
so,
Tim Kaine.
So, yeah, Tim Kaine. So the thing is, and I think you don't have to be smart to understand the fact that war has changed. You know, the means of war have changed. But what we have to look out for is that these terrorists will start invading our grids and stuff, you know?
That's why when I say to you the wall seems so antiquated about Trump,
uh-huh.
if he had said, and I'm not saying this is what I believe, but I'm saying if he had said we need a cyber wall with detection of tunneling, which is actually quite useful and efficient, I would
right.
have understood more as a policy
right.
than like a cement wall. Because
right.
wars aren't fought like that anymore.
Right, right. And besides,
you
know
me?
What? Yeah. And walls used to be, well, at least they used to be built to keep the enemy out.
That's right.
You know, these are not the enemy.
Right.
But
it's very strange because it's not. That's like a World War One, World War Two trenches type of warfare, and that's just not how we're fighting nowadays.
Right. Exactly.
It's airstrikes. It's drones. It's cyber. So to have built a cyber wall would have been, I think, a really progressive, smarter idea.
Yeah. So and it also makes more sense that it would actually happen.
Yeah,
a wall
and
here,
and you could see people going.
A wall
for that.
Here. Look, I mean, I think a wall will probably go up because people are going to hold him to it. I don't know how much of it will be built while he's president. I also don't know who's gonna the hell pay for it.
Or yeah, they said the construction workers would just not build it. Like the union was like, we're just not literally won't put the.
So we'll hire Mexicans
yeah,
to build it.
So bad. God. And now he's saying what we'll do to pay for it, which is about $12 billion, is whatever comes from Mexico will tax at 20%.
20%.
But that means I'm paying the 20%.
Right.
So what's the deal? Now I'm paying for the wall.
Either that or you're not going to buy Mexican. And that's gonna,
but that's, it's a tariff. I mean, it's really strange.
But that's how he wants to hurt him. That's the leverage he has. You see?
Yeah, but the idea that now I'm paying the 20%, you don't think a guy in Indiana is going to go for that. No.
I mean, I totally agree with you, but it's...
It's the way he was using it. It's very
crazy,
weird.
You know, I don't know what's going on.
Keith Olbermann has a big thing come out on GQ and it's gone viral. And it says there is something medically wrong with Trump and that he needs to resign. And I wonder if at the end of all of this, it comes down
we'll
to...
We'll find out.
Because there is a clause that you can remove the president if he's not of good health. There's a clause about health. They don't say mental health or physical health. Yeah. So there is that's an interesting theory. Do you know what I'm saying?
There you go, a glimmer of hope for you, right?
No, but this, I mean, that's kind of a theoretical question for me. Shut up.
No, I mean, you guys are trying to do
anything.
When
he comes across and does something kind of crazy, like what if he does something so insane that even his followers are like, okay, slow it down.
He will. He will.
Can we take him out because of mental health?
He's been there for 7 days.
I know.
They're already writing how he changed the presidency
in 7 days. I know. God. The image of him just walking around at 3 a.m. with an Android, tweeting alone in the dark.
Right?
It's almost like a cartoon. God.
I'm just thinking of the times he used to call into Howard Stern and he was just Donald Trump. He was just Donald Trump. When he married Melania, I remember Howard asking him, so is she in bed next to you? He's like, and all that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, obviously he married a much younger woman.
Sure.
And she's beautiful.
Sure.
And
but that's how we wanted our Donald Trump.
Right, exactly.
That's exactly what I wanted. I want Donald Trump to be that guy.
I was fine with him.
I liked him watching The Apprentice even. I enjoyed it being ridiculous. I don't want him making, my vagina issues and policies. That's scary. But you're right. That was when he was just so Donald Trump. You know, that was the F, you know.
But that's the thing. I think... Well, I guess everybody's hoping that maybe all this protest, maybe all this opposition and stuff, maybe we'll just put them on track a little bit. You know?
No, I think that when people say, what did the march do? A lot of people fought over this. I thought it just shows we're watching.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? We got our eyes on you.
Right.
We organized so much that we marched in Nairobi, in space, in Canada, in Antarctica. I mean, we were everywhere. In a very conservative town in Mississippi, 30 women marched on a little dirt path, but they marched. You know what I mean?
Right.
All 50 states were represented, you know, so we can organize like that. So we're watching.
That's true. So. And I think women are really, they hold the key to the to the solution, because I also saw in Israel there's Israeli and Arab Palestinian women marching together.
Yeah, that's going to make the peace.
Thinking,
it's not Jared fucking Kushner.
Yeah, you know.
it's women and mothers that will come together. That will make the change. And my friend growing up, Jen Miller's father, Aaron Miller, created Seeds of Peace. And it's bringing Arab and Jews, Palestinians and Jews together and from the beginning at a summer camp. So when they're 8 years old. So like coming from the ground up. And that's the only way it's going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's very complicated, but indeed, I think when you start thinking in the micro view of things, when you start to look into the families and the kids and everything, you know,
who rules that
both
house?
Sides,
right? The mothers,
you know, and but you're thinking, you know, you send like military and you know, either Israeli troops on the one hand, or you get like Hamas terrorists on the other, and all these people are caught in between, in the middle,
right?
You know, on both sides.
Yeah.
And you go, for crying out loud, it's been 50 years since Israel took that took those territories, and that was when that was the 1967 war.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, the 7 Day War, and and then Israel became suddenly from David into Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, for 50 years, the world has been against Israel. Not that they didn't hate Jews before that, but now it's sort of like Israel is the brute, and that's the one that's the bully, and thus we need to punish them. But the bottom line is that there's victims on both sides, and somehow...
In order
to
get through,
find a solution.
And in order to get through that tangle
Yeah.
That's such a tangled mess. It takes something as strong as, to me, and instinctual as a mother. The mother's like, cut the crap, enough, move on.
Right.
It's going to be a mother, the Jewish mothers and the Palestinian mothers who are like, enough.
Right.
And they control what happens. That's where it goes. Right. It's the women.
But, yeah. But you know what? I mean, you do see mothers and stuff that turn their sons into martyrs.
Right. You also have those mothers. That's exactly right.
But we do. We are talking, I think, about the majority of people. Mm-hmm. And they're stuck in the Stone Age, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. They really are in Gaza and all.
Well, let's hope Kushner's real good at this.
Yeah, right. So we'll see what happens as far as that goes. But all in all, like we started the show, we're all going to fucking hell. But cheer up, because it is Friday, folks.
Yeah, you guys, you know? Let's go drink.
You see, this is where you tune in for fun, folks. Because even we can even laugh at the end of the world right here.
It's like when there's nothing left to do. Yeah, it's Friday. Go enjoy yourself. Find something that you think is positive. Spread it around. We could really use it.
There you go. Kiss people. Kiss your family, you know?
Yes.
The people you
Tell
love.
Tell people you love them, because time's coming to an end. Sam, I love you, man.
The end of times. You too, Tori. Thanks, everybody, for listening. See you on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.